from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, we are halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan. I've got the nervous pit in my stomach that comes with a series at Coors Field. I know I'm being really dramatic about it, but yeah, man, these games make me very, very nervous. I really believe in the team. It doesn't shake my belief in the team, but I really don't like Coors Field. I really feel like the Rockies play their best baseball against us. So that's what we're looking forward to this weekend, but we still have 2 hours left on the program. Got Mike Schilt coming up in an hour. Got Paul Reindel, the executive producer, is here, and Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Waiting on Jordan right now. He's running a little bit behind, but
so just quickly, obviously the Padres are 4-6 against the Rockies this year, which means they would need to sweep the series to win the season series against the Rockies, but it's unlikely that that will mean anything, as they won't end up, you know, in any playoff tiebreakers with the Rockies. The only potential place where a tiebreaker could come into play. So they've already won the season series with the Dodgers. We know that. They're 7-3 with three to play.
Yep.
So they've clinched that one. They're 5-5 against the Diamondbacks with three left. If they win that series, they'll own all the tiebreakers, whether it's a two-way tie or a three-way tie with the Diamondbacks and Dodgers. The only way it could come into play, if the Padres lose that series to the Diamondbacks and the Diamondbacks take the tiebreaker, the season series tiebreaker, and then it finishes in a three-way tie between the teams and you've split, so there's no, it goes to the next tiebreaker, which would be division record, which would then make these games against the Rockies part of that three-way tiebreaker. That's many steps down the road,
yes,
but
there
is, in a sense, a little bit extra on the line in these games just because they are NL West games.
So now it's also, I don't think we've even mentioned this, it's a Players Weekend.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which I feel like I haven't seen the Padres participate in Players Weekend in years. I remember, like, the old uniforms. They had, like, Hedgie was like Hedgehog or something.
Yeah, I
just haven't seen them in recent years. This is right up Jordan and Jake's alley.
It truly is.
So before we bring them on, I just wanted to post this if you're watching on the YouTube stream. Jackson Merrill, MLB just posted, Jackson Merrill's going to have a glow-in-the-dark lightsaber bat this weekend.
Like he's actually, he gets to use this in the game.
It's a Victus bat, and it's painted.
It really does glow in the dark.
Yeah.
Now, they won't be dark at the games. They'll have lots of lights
on. Look at the handle, too. It looks like an actual lightsaber. That's pretty badass.
That's cool.
I'll never forget my dad asking Jerks and Profar if Victus is a new... is that a new brand? Remember that? Didn't only ask him, but...
pulled him aside.
Stopped him on his way by. Hey, who's that bat? Who's it, Victus? Never heard of that. Is that new? Oh, cool.
Dad, leave him alone.
Fondling him.
So they'll have
it's
the...
favorite, it's the best thing that ever happened.
So they'll get to pick whatever they want on the back of their jersey again,
I
Players
so.
Weekend.
I think so.
Like our next guest, he might have like Schusty on the back of his jersey on Players Weekend. And there he is. We've got Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue, our weekly conversation presented by Granville Barbecue. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Hey guys, good to see you. Sorry I was late. I was busy on my own podcast talking about the San Diego Padres, one of the best teams in baseball.
I hate to interrupt that. Go back and go finish it. We talk as much about the Padres as you want.
Bro, I love your, I haven't seen you in forever. I was in Hawaii. I've been gone. I missed you. You're fantastic. And I love your, at the bottom there, it says number one Brian Hoeing fan. No, yes. You're number two Brian Hoeing fan.
Because we love Brian Hoeing.
We love Brian. What a find. What a grab from AJ Preller. Yeah. I had heard some really good stuff about him before he got here, and he has delivered so far.
Yeah, and the reason why I wanted to obviously spend 20 minutes this morning talking about Brian Hoeing is like that is not it's not I mean it's easy to say now, right? Like nine scoreless innings, whatever. But I think one of the most inexcusable things for the deadline of any team, I said this about multiple teams, I said this about Seattle, I said this, is that like relievers are out there to be had.
Yeah.
And so it's not a small thing to just add another one to your trade. And we understand that the reason why the trade package was so big was for Tanner Scott, but it was also for a reliever in Brian Hoeing who, like, while his numbers were pretty good in Miami this year, like with team control, like that's part of that too.
Yep.
And if you can add capable guys, it just takes so many pitchers to get through a regular season, let alone what we're talking. We spend so much time about how does this bullpen is so scary in October. You got to get there first. And I think that he's helped kind of bridge the gap where the rotation, as we know, still certainly has some questions. And I think that guys like him are so important for bridging those fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. You don't notice them as much because it's not the ninth. But it really is so important. I think that was huge for them to get.
I remember growing up, and the Yankees had a guy named Ramiro Mendoza, and that dude was just so under the radar. But when Ramiro Mendoza came in, it was zeros, and he hung zeros every time to get it to
Mariano Rivera,
or but like even more, get it to the Graham Lloyds,
yeah,
the Jeff Nelsons. You know, somebody went out and had a bad start. Ramiro Mendoza came in, hung zeros. Yankees come back. Those guys are so undervalued, Jordan. They're so undervalued.
And it's something the Padres didn't really have this year until they found Brian Hoeing.
Yeah, he's the only one that jumps out of my mind right now. But I know that there are you know hundreds. Throughout baseball history.
Yeah, and especially because, like, you know, they had these starters, like these kind of swingman types where you thought they could fill those roles, whether it's a Brito or a Vasquez, right? But it's like sometimes that works out, or like Eniel, honestly, before the trade. Like, sometimes those guys work out, but it's even better if they're already used to being relievers, because then you're not just being like, oh, it's easy. Like, this guy normally throws four or five. We'll just have him throw two innings in the middle of the game. It doesn't always work that easily. You know, when you have a guy that's more used to being a reliever, it definitely helps. So, yeah, man, it's good. I think that is definitely an underrated part of that deal.
So, Jordan, yesterday we did our roundtable, our weekly commercial-free hour with all the hosts, and I threw out a bunch of different questions. We had our draft, and basically it's a question. Everyone has to give a different answer, but the question was, you have $100, but you have to bet it right now on one team to win the World Series. Who are you picking? And because I think it's a really tough question right now. You know, earlier in the season, there were some clear favorites. Now, I mean, there's like nine teams, and I go, I can make a pretty good case for all of them.
Yeah. So I think I would still say the Phillies, which is kind of a boring answer, but I thought you were going to say something more NL West related, but maybe we'll get into that too.
We will, but no, I mean, like the Phillies have the like second worst record since the All-Star break. They've been just dropping like a stone last month.
It is very true. However, when you still look at the roster and you just try and find the roster that, like, when they're at their best has the fewest holes. I mean, some of these other teams like Cleveland, like with the great record, like I'm still looking at their rotation. I just say, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, the ceiling for Cleveland's rotation to me is just lower. The ceiling for Baltimore's bullpen is lower. The ceiling for the Yankees, I would say their pitching at this point too is questionable. Whereas the Phillies, we've seen them operating at full strength, and they have some of the best starting pitching in the league, and they have one of the best lineups in the league when it's all clicking, and they have a bullpen that has been improved enough to where there are some questions there, but not as much as some of these other teams. So I don't feel great about it. Right. Houston, a team that's looked awesome recently, is another team that I just still have a lot of questions on the mound, you know, in terms of the starting rotation. So maybe it's just a matter of a year. I mean, Jake wrote this week, and we talked about on the podcast about and this is related, right? We're probably not going to have a 100-win team this year for the first time in 10 years. And that kind of speaks to what you're getting at, because normally we can default to a Dodgers, to a Braves. And I wouldn't be surprised if a healthy version of the Dodgers kind of gets back up into that conversation. But they have questions too, certainly. And I like to think that that makes it more fun this time of year.
It sure does, man. And I we're talking to Jordan Schusterman from Sestra's Family Barbecue, and we've been saying it like crazy. If you had told me right now that the San Diego Padres would be a couple of games back of the Los Angeles Dodgers, I would at this date, I would have said, you're absolutely nuts. There's no way. We're just,
what the hell happened?
Yeah, we're just playing for a wild card at this point. And now, I mean, not only is the division, you know, in reach, Jordan, it's attainable. It really is. And you look how maybe they're pitching sometimes. You look at how the Padres are pitching and hitting, and you go, yeah, it's absolutely attainable. I'm not going to lose my mind if they don't win it, but it's for them, man. And Diamondbacks, though, the Diamondbacks are a team that really, really scare me. I don't watch enough to say, oh, well, it's very clear why this is happening. Very clear why it's happening. A lot of things are going their way as well, just like they are for us. We're getting a lot of breaks go our way, but they're a pretty terrifying team. If I'm the Dodgers, I'm sweating a little bit.
Totally, and that's what makes this race so interesting. And I wrote about the D-backs today at Yahoo, and my colleague Russ Dorsey wrote about the Padres, so we kind of had both of them covered. But talked about both of those teams in the pod today. That's the thing is for so long, you know, the Padres, or at least recently, and I know we know what happened with the Diamondbacks last year in the postseason, but we weren't thinking about them in that context during the regular season. But at the same time, they were the D-backs. What's interesting is also the difference between how they've charted their regular seasons. Last year, they peaked a lot earlier. It seems weird now to remember the D-backs were in first place early July last year.
Yeah.
And they really bungled it with a terrible July and August, and then ultimately snuck in, and we know what happened after that. But that's what, I mean, I'm just, you were running through the schedule, and I got to give you credit, Ben. Boy, man, I am as big of a dork as it gets. I can't do tiebreaker math. I can't do it. I cannot.
It's one
not
of my
only
specialties.
Am I incapable,
yeah.
My eyes glaze over a little bit when he starts because I don't follow.
I don't even want to think about the word tiebreaker until like the last 3 days. So credit to you, and I know that
it never existed in baseball before. It just went to a game 163, but they don't do that anymore.
Jordan,
when football season and you know every team was 9-7 and you had to figure out who gets the wild card. Oh, everyone went right to me. It's definitely my forte. Now we talked about the contenders that we're not surprised about in the National League. I want to ask you about the one that it really is shocking, and they don't talk about it enough. The Milwaukee Brewers lose their manager, lose Corbin Burns, lose Devin Williams. Now Yelich is out for the season with back surgery. They should have been terrible this year, right? I mean, that's what we were all kind of figuring, and yet here they are. They just took two more from the Dodgers. They're right there, not only to win a division, but best could get the one or two seed. They're fighting for that as well. How are they doing this in Milwaukee?
Yeah, and I think we've asked similar questions about them and Cleveland and Tampa Bay when you compare those. Now, Milwaukee's been a little bit different because they have had some big money guys. Of course, they invested in Yelich, and he was awesome. And then him going down is terrible because he really was not back to MVP peak, but back to being one of the best hitters, you know, in the National League, one of the best outfielders. How are they doing? This is a great question. I do think that we're all collectively underrating their offensive unit. Because they have one of the best catchers in baseball in William Contreras, and that is impacting both sides of the ball. So that's a great example of just like how much having an awesome catcher can impact winning is having someone like William Contreras. But, you know, Rhys Hoskins has generally had he's been a little bit less, but of course, coming back from injury is no surprise. Willy Adames is a top shortstop. Now that Jackson Churio is playing like the top prospect he was kind of promised to be, dude was born in 2004. All right. Crazy. We could be a little patient if he's struggling a little bit, you know, to start the season. He has been outstanding too. I know I indirectly, you know, started some spice when I tweeted a Twitter poll about which Jackson would you rather have for the next 10 years between Churio, Merrill, and Holiday. And I was surprised that those results were so lopsided in favor of Holiday, but that speaks to just how awesome Merrill and Churio have been recently. No disrespect to Holiday, but I do think that offense now will be tested without Yelich, and it already has been recently. And that's where it's like, can this offense continue to be good? And then what in the world is this rotation? Freddie Peralta, who's I feel like the one thing that we could have counted on, has been good. He's been good. He's still racking up the strikeouts, but not necessarily, you know, a Cy Young contender like we thought he maybe could be. And you say they lose Corbin Burnes. They traded away Corbin Burnes on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't, it's not like they're, you know, Craig Counsell, you know, slipping out the back door and going to the Cubs. Like, no, that was a decision that they made. And Joey Ortiz has been really good for them, but obviously you look at their team right now and you're like, man, they really need Corbin Burnes. And so how that kind of manifests itself, that matchup this weekend, Milwaukee and Cleveland, I think there's a ton of parallels between those two teams, both now, how it's gone, and what we kind of the questions we have about them moving forward. Really excited to see how that series plays out this weekend.
And man, I'll tell you, when we did this on the roundtable yesterday, I'm looking for odds. I'm looking to get paid here. You know, if I'm taking $100 and I'm putting it on a World Series contender, your Mariners got to pick it up because they've got the starting pitching once they get there.
Oh,
but they're 3.5 out of the wild card right now. Is that right?
And they're playing Skeens today. Yeah. Is that true?
They got Skeens today.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy,
guys. Tonight is, I tweeted this yesterday. We got Mariners coming off one of the more embarrassing sweeps imaginable. You lose by 100 runs on Tuesday, and then you lose basically identical games on Wednesday and Thursday in just horrific fashion. And now we go to Pittsburgh, and what do you got? You got Paul Skeens. And a Pirates team that has lost 10 in a row.
So, we need you bad. We need you guys tonight because we want Paul Skeens to get bodied, you know, so Jackson Merrill. Yeah, I mean, we're big.
Oh, I see where you're getting at with this.
Yeah, okay, we're big M's fans. I mean, we're natural rivals anyway, the Better Cup of that. So that's we need you guys to handle business.
It would be very baseball for Paul Skeens to get blasted by this lifeless offense. But yeah, I mean, one of these teams is going to somehow feel even worse tonight.
Yeah.
So that's something. But to your point, like the reason you're bringing this up, not just in, you know, how can we help Jackson Merrill, is the truth, the sad truth, the aggravating, maddening truth, is that they have the best rotation in baseball. At this point, I don't even really think it's particularly close because the Phillies have fallen off. They are so far ahead in every category, in whip, in quality starts, in innings pitched per outing. I mean, they get 14 shutout from Brian Wu and Bryce Miller, who are their 4 and 5 starters, and they lose both games.
Crazy,
right? I mean, it's an unbelievable luxury that they have built and deserve credit for building, and that they can't find an offense to support it is both ridiculous and very appropriate yesterday on the anniversary of Felix Hernandez's perfect game.
Yeah, it's like mind-numbing if you're an M's fan. I mean, you've got what it takes to absolutely crush teams in the postseason.
I was just up there last weekend. We were watching Mets and Mariners at T-Mobile Park, and all my buddies were all super hyped on this team.
That was the best they've looked all season was last weekend.
And
that's the thing. So many of these good teams were saying, who's starting the second game of the postseason? Mariners got 5 guys. You're like, yep, sounds good.
Yeah,
all right, let's 100%. Do it.
But does anybody know which team has the lowest team ERA since the All-Star break? The only sub-3 team ERA since the All-Star break?
I think I know where you're going.
Is it your Padres?
It is the San Diego Padres have the lowest ERA since the All-Star break right there. So maybe some competition with those Seattle Mariners. Jordan, appreciate it as always. Have a good couple of weeks. We'll chat with you when things are really starting to get intense right around the start of September again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, go beat the Rockies.
All right. We got it. We're going to do it.
Such a challenge for us. It really is. Really is.
Thank you, guys.
Jordan Schusterman, Cespedes Family Barbecue, brought to you by Granville Barbecue, our friends. Next time you're at the ballpark.
Had it.
You did. I saw you out there. Simply the best. What'd you guys have?
Had the pulled pork sandwich.
Very nice.
Delicious with the spicy mustard. Oh, Maron. So good.
Outstanding. Or if you're not at the game, North Park or out in Flint Springs, always the best spot for barbecue in San Diego. By the way, he mentioned it. We haven't brought it up yet. Jackson Churio doing big things, born in 2004. You see the pitcher who was born in 1980 who's back in the big leagues again, or at least in the minor leagues.
Dick Mountain.
He is.
He's back.
Not with your San Diego Padres this time. We'll get to that and more coming up with Ben and Woods. Don't go away. Rondle Report and Mike Schilt all ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Praying that my kids don't get wind of the Jackson Merrill glow-in-the-dark Star Wars lightsaber bat that he's going to be using for Players Weekend.
Because then they're going to want one.
Yeah, dude.
So and, just buy him one.
Well, and
$8,000.
I mean, don't think my wife won't go out and do it. It's bananas. You know that there are. We were watching the Little League World Series last night. Do you guys watch any of that?
No, but I got a story in the round report.
I've been right, there good. Four times. So, yes, yeah. I have watched a lot of Little League World Series in my time.
Do you know that there's batting gloves for kids now that are... You know how much they cost? Costs $100.
Oof. Batting gloves for kids.
Oh, yeah. $100. For kids. They're going to grow out of them. I can't remember the name of them. But they come in a... I saw them at Dick's. And they come in a bag.
What makes a $100 batting glove? $100. Like, I use golf gloves.
Yeah.
And I get like three for $16 at Costco.
Yeah, you do. The Kirkland.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with them. You probably use them for baseball, right?
Well, I use Callaway because I'm Team right. Callaway.
That's true.
I'm a brand loyalist. $100. They have bolts on them. They look like lightning bolts, kind of.
Is it actual lightning? Are they electric?
Bruce Bolt. That's it. I was there, and I was with Bo and Taylor and Hannah. And I picked up this bag, and I saw it said Bruce Bolt on it, and I picked it up, and I went,
"Who's Bruce wow. Bolt?"
I have no idea.
I'm looking at Dick's Sporting Goods
yeah.
right now.
$100, right?
Yeah, $75, $95, yeah. $105.
Yes.
Good God!
Do the kids do they have the oven mitts for sliding yet?
Can
you buy
those? So the answer to your question is. When you mean the kids, you mean other kids?
Well, I mean, like...
Because my kids will never use the oven
Will
mitts.
You see those at a little league or even a high school game now where they put on the sliding oven mitts?
Oh, we were at camp and at baseball camp this summer, and this kid would hit a single and reach into his back pocket and pull and his dad was just wearing him out. Get that sliding mitt on, bro! Make sure to get the sliding mitt on! I was dying. Now... None of these dudes slide head first, so they're just doing it because that's what the big leaguers do.
Wait, they're wearing sliding mitts and then
yes,
going sliding first?
Yes! Yes!
The sliding mitts just what up in the air?
We're at Dick's the other day. Yes, the sliding mitts up in the air. And they're sliding head first. And I was crying laughing. And we were at Dick's, and Bo was looking at it. I go, don't even ask. Don't even ask. He goes, I'm not. And I go, well, good, don't. And I looked at Hannah, and I go, don't even think about it. Don't even think about buying these guys sliding mitts, for the love of God.
I'm not going to. Yeah. So quit asking.
Yes. Yeah. Dad, I want Bruce Bolts and sliding mitts.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
It's not happening. Bo didn't even use batting gloves, dude. He's kind of old. He's got a little flair, but he's kind of old school, too. But I couldn't believe it. Every kid had like the $500 bat. I mean, it was nuts watching this. And I'm looking at Hannah. You can just see her eyes get wide. And I'm like, please don't. Please don't do this. Do not do this. It's me now turning the tables on her. Don't do this. Don't do this. You idiot. You moron. Please don't do this. It's pretty nuts.
I mean, I'm assuming. I never really talked to big leaguers about the sliding mitts, but so they do really protect you from injury? Is that the purpose, right?
I've never.
Do you not jam your fingers? Is it if you get spiked? I mean, are they like steel-toed, like steel-toe boots at the end?
If someone
steps on them, are you going to be safe? How do they work?
I've never put one on, and I will say this. I know Adult League gets a lot of.
You look like you're about to take a casserole out of the
that's
oven.
That's exactly right.
Is what it looks like you're trying to do.
Adult League gets a lot of crap. But and you see guys wear an arm guard, which is fine. I fouled one off my foot the other day. I've never done that. And I've never worn any sort of like armor at all. But we have guys that wear that because they don't want to get hit in the elbow and stuff. I will say, Paulie, I've never seen a sliding mitt out there. Have you?
No.
Ever. I've never seen one.
I know they sell them.
They sell them, yeah.
I see them on the racks right there. Dick's Sporting Goods.
I hope I don't. But yeah. So anyway, $100 batting gloves is the thing now. You're so lucky your kids aren't in Little League. You wouldn't buy them. You're not going to.
No, I mean they did Little League, but they had bat. They didn't have gloves. Yeah. I mean they had mitts, but they didn't have batting gloves or anything when they did Little League. No chance.
Somebody on the Tier 1, the Tier 2 team, they wear them. T-Mac wears them. Come on, bro. I'm embarrassed right now.
Now I'm on the Victus website.
Uh-huh.
Am I right? Did Tatis kind of put them on the map?
Yes.
They were just a low level brand before Tatis.
I don't know that they were low level.
I don't remember seeing a lot of Victus before Tatis.
They're good bats.
So you can get it says locked in the vault, but they do have the lightsaber bat.
How much?
$320.
Maybe it's not the kids they need to worry about. Maybe it's their old man. Actually, no. The lightsaber is not. It looks cool though.
They also have they have the pencil bat.
Looks like a pencil.
That's a Victus.
The problem with the glow in the dark bat is that you never play baseball in the dark.
Yeah.
It is something that you absolutely need lighting for. You know, you can't do, even in golf, there's those like, you know, glow in the dark balls and you will occasionally do that. You don't want to try to hit a fastball coming at you in the dark.
Jocelyn, who's very involved in the league, says, this is incredible.
Oh boy.
We had a kid who rubber banded a Dollar Tree kitchen mitt to his arm. We would yell, you're cooking, bro. Mom was horrified. I feel like if I was a kid, my dad would have made me do that. Yeah. He would have made me.
But they don't prevent injury. I'm assuming
not that one. The other ones have plates in them.
I'm assuming there's some. Yes, though. So there is some plating in the finger area of those sliding gloves.
It's not just.
It's not just a soft padded glove like an oven mitt.
Have you ever slid headfirst in your life, Paulie? I don't think I ever have.
Yeah.
Is the protection from injury more than the?
It's sliding into the bag.
Isn't it harder to like hold onto the bag and grab it and keep yourself from sliding off when you have that on there? Because guys do that. They overslide the bag and they're trying to reach and grab and hold on
Doesn't
to the bag.
Does it give you extra length?
A little bit, a little tiny bit.
A tiny bit. I would think it'd be a lot. It's interesting. What a brave new world we live in. That's so good. All right. Well, listen. How much for the Jackson Merrill bat? They're not selling it yet.
It says locked in the vault, so I'm not sure if they're like going to release it after Players Weekend or something. But yeah, you can get the blue glow in the dark. May the 4th be with you. Bat for $320.
All right,
Joey has called it. If Jackson Merrill homers with that bat, they need to like with Robert Suarez's intro. Immediately turn all the lights off and have him do a big flip of the bat where it's then flipping glow.
They're not going to do that in Colorado.
Oh, that's a good point.
But you're
going to have to bring that bat home.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use that at home at some point.
All right. All right,
we'll come back. Paulie's got a Rindle report for us, including some interesting Hollywood casting news that came out yesterday that had a lot of people fairly surprised at the decision of who is going to play John Madden in the John Madden story.
I mean, it's pretty identical casting if you think about it.
I love it.
Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Is this Great White or Led Zeppelin? Which one? Led Zeppelin?
This is Zeppelin.
That's Zeppelin, I thought so. The music doesn't sound the same when Great White plays it, but the vocals sound as good. Played some of that earlier, in case you missed it. Shout out to his family.
We've got Rindle Report coming up, and then don't forget, top of the hour, it's Fryer Friday. Mike Schilt will be with us from Colorado. And, we've been kind of figuring out what to ask Mike Schilt. Things are going really, really well.
Yeah, you don't want to mess it up, right?
Well, I mean, not mess it up, but it's definitely easier to, you know, when something goes wrong, you know, explain this, explain that.
Sure.
You know, those are common, easy questions to go to, but, you know, things are going really well. I mean, we've got it's going to be a fairly positive interview.
Let's just shoot the breeze, man. and talk about, you know, 18-18 and Fernando Tatis Jr. potentially coming back.
Yeah, we'll see if we were supposed to get, the Padres said the next update was coming around mid-August on Tatis. So we're here on August 16th.
Literally as mid as you can get.
Maybe they have some new news. I know he was in Arizona while they were on the road trip working out. He's back with the team with the last few days. Is he with them now? Is he staying home? I don't know. We'll see if we can get an update from Mike Schilt on Fernando Tatis Jr., who is sitting right there. We talked about a little bit in the roundtable. The return of Fernando Tatis Jr. is nothing but a positive for the Padres. He would be replacing a platoon of David Peralta and Bryce Johnson, which is done. They've done a really good job of filling in, but they're not Fernando Tatis Jr. No one is, but it's the one area of the roster where you really can improve right there.
Well, the cool thing, too, is with a guy like Peralta playing as well as he has, Fernando Tatis Jr. is coming back from a pretty serious injury. So you feel pretty good about what you have in case he does need a day off.
And the good thing about Peralta being left-handed is that you can give Tatis a couple days off against righties and feel real good about Peralta in the lineup those days.
Don't forget Bryce Johnson, a switch
hitter. Bryce Johnson
switch
will be,
hitting witch.
When Tatis is back, Bryce Johnson's spot on the roster is somewhat tenuous.
I would say so.
I mean, he will be valuable for pinch running situations, but they also have Tyler Wade.
Tyler Wade for that.
Who's already valuable for that. So that's definitely a decision that's coming, not yet, but soon, for your San Diego Padres. First, though, check traffic, and then Paulie will get into his headlines with today's Rindle Report next year on 97.3 The Fan.
We started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to do.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do? I'm really in a pinch here. Radio Woods says we have to take the call.
Let's pop him on. Before we get to the Rindle Report.
We're hijacking the Rindle Report.
Is this the Stephen Coronado? Steve, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Paul. And hi, Stephen.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing just a shade above phenomenal, thank you.
Now, I picture you right now either sitting in front of your piano or in the backyard working on your bunting. That's just based on the evidence that I have, that's what I picture.
I'm about 10 inches away from one of my piano keyboards.
Beautiful.
Two other keyboards are about 5 feet away.
And excellent.
Guitars and ukuleles and stuff like that.
Well, I'm a fellow musician, and I'm going to tell you this, Steve. I'm also a fellow bunter, and you know why I loathe bunting so much is because it reminds me of the crappy hitter that I was, the unconfident hitter that was so afraid to get in the box and said, let me lay down a bunt so I can get a pat on my fanny. Attaboy, Woodsy, way to give up and out. We admire so much your commitment to the bunt. the bunt. And Ben, I think, made the point on Twitter with you, Steve. The Padres have been pretty good at it this year.
Yes. I've been shocked. Higgy laid down a bunt the other day.
Yes. They're all doing it well.
Everybody's doing it well, man.
Remember when Jake Cronenworth got his second bunt, how fired up he was?
Yes, yes, yes.
This is why we can't say anything to Mike Schilt.
That's right.
He already is, you know, wondering about us, and now we bring this up, and I don't know, Steve. This is
how about this? You know, I think we're all in agreement. We want this Padres season to last forever.
Yes, yes.
And the way for it to last forever is to play in the World Series and win the 2024 World Series.
100%. 100%.
Maybe you could entertain one question to Mr. Mike Schilt. Ask Mike Schilt, does he know if any major league team grades the players on their ability to lay down a suicide squeeze bunt with trends and having that chart in their dugout?
You know, just because you asked so nicely and have been so persistent, there's no chance, Steve. I'm not asking him that either. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I'll do it. I'll wear it. I'll do it. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it for you, Steve. I'll do it.
Because, wow, in crucial playoff games,
you're right,
World Series, with a runner at third with less than two outs, we got to have that run.
I will do it. I will do it. I'll ask him.
All right,
I'll ask him. It's coming up.
All right,
thank
Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for calling.
What a gem he is. I love it. I love it. What a great dude.
Sorry, Paul. Thank you for pausing for a moment there.
That had to be done.
All right. You see it all the time. Somebody catches a monumental baseball at a game. They trade it with the player for a bat or just a chance to meet the player. Usually it's, you know, a milestone. The first hit, first home run, first, you know, whatever. Had something happen yesterday up in San Francisco, McCovey Cove. There is a guy named McCovey Cove Dave who is out there, like, literally every night.
Every game.
Every game.
Yeah, it is kayak.
He is out there. And Michael Harris of the Braves hit a grand slam yesterday, and the Braves wanted to get that ball back.
First grand slam, right?
I believe that is true. His first grand slam. And yeah, first career grand slam, and it was in the water. McCovey Cove Dave paddled his kayak over, and he grabbed the ball. The Bally Sports South broadcast, they asked for an update on whether or not the Braves were able to get that ball back. They were not. And here's why.
Hannah Yates, did they ever get that baseball back?
Well, Brandon, last night we did talk about a local Giants fan who refers to himself as McCovey Cove Dave. He sits in a kayak down in that cove every game on the water trying to retrieve a ball that might make its way in. He was able to recover Michael Harris's grand slam ball. And so afterwards, two Braves staff members went outside, just asked for a ball. Hey, you know, it would mean a lot to him. We want to gift it to him in case it. And he said no. They asked what it would take in terms of negotiation. And he said no. Nothing, going to my grave with this ball. It's the first grand slam ball that I've ever recovered. Then he started responding to fans with a selfie with that ball on his social media account saying, well, small gesture, you know, there's one thing. And so Brave said, what is that? And he said, well, I want to be a Giants team employee. So not necessarily a small gesture there, but Mike Lair says, well, sounds like I'm just going to have to hit another grand slam.
So Dave is not making many friends in the Atlanta clubhouse or in the Atlanta area.
Boo to Dave.
Boo to Dave. My man said, I will give the Braves this ball back if I can get a job with the San Francisco Giants.
And coincidentally, the Giants have just announced they've let Bob Melvin go as manager. He will be replaced by McCovey Cove Dave for the rest of the season.
I think San Francisco celebrates based on what I see on Twitter, if that's the case. I mean, like, it'd be a thing if it were a Giants player and he caught it. And they said, we'd like to get that ball back, Dave. And he said, fine, give me a job. But what do the Braves care?
Right.
Braves, what are they going to do? Farhan, hi. This is Bill from the
Alex Anthopoulos.
Yeah, it's Alex Anthopoulos here. Any chance you can give McCovey Cove Dave a job? We'd like to get that Michael Harris grand
something
slam
in your
back.
Scouting department,
excuse
maybe?
Me?
Or
I mean, you got to shoot your shot, Tyler says. It's called leverage. Yeah,
I mean,
he doesn't have any leverage.
Sounds
there's
like
no
you, have a,
leverage.
You have a better chance of getting that ball back from Zach Hample than you do from McCovey Cove Dave.
No kidding. I'm taking it to my grave with me. Yeah, junior GM to the next level, says the Deep Fryer Podcast.
I mean, is there a position like ball recovery team that he can like be like the official Giants ball recovery
team. Give you a shirt.
McCovey Cove ambassador.
Yes, perfect.
So yesterday I'm on Instagram, I'm scrolling around, and Barstool Sports posted a screenshot of a batting lineup from the Little League World Series, the Staten Island, New York lineup. And the caption was, Staten Island Little League World Series lineup looks like an extras list from The Sopranos. So we'll put it up here on the stream, and we can just go through it. Leading off at third base, they have Vin
Ruggiero. Yep.
Ruggiero.
Steven Grippo is the pitcher. Peter Giacchio.
Giacco
is the catcher. Jake Romero is playing first, bat and cleanup. Chase Curro is in center field. Alex Torres at short. Dean
Scarangelo.
In right
Zach
field.
Zach Weiss. Joe Irachi. Dylan DeGata. Nikki McLean. And Jason Rocchio.
Hey, there he is.
Italian Paul seething.
This team, instead of hot dogs after the game, it's all gabagool.
Cannoli. God, that's so good.
No idea if they won or lost.
Steven Grippo. Peter Giacco.
Finally, to pay off Ben's tease here quickly, we got like a minute or two. John Madden has a biopic coming out from Amazon MGM Studios. And they have casted one Nicolas Cage to play John
The
Madden.
Nick Cage.
The Nick Cage.
Leaving Las Vegas, Con Air, National Treasure, Nick Cage.
I mean, it's identical if you really think
about it. All three of us look much more like John Madden than Nick Cage does.
Yeah, but there's Hollywood makeup. Is it young John Madden? Because
it's younger than old John Madden.
So David O. Russell, he was the guy who made Silver Linings Playbook.
He's brilliant.
He made American Hustle. I think he made The Fighter as well. So this is not really
good, I think.
The nose is not bad, actually.
So this won't be like a movie on the life and career as much of John Madden. It's going to be actually about the genesis of the Madden video game.
That's weird. I'd rather have a biopic on John Madden.
I need to hear Nicolas Cage go,
oh, boom!
Boom! Tough acting, ten acting.
It's going to be that him doing the voice is going to be so good. Yeah, we'll have the preview as soon as it's out.
Oh,
we'll play
it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
JR, and I saw this a couple times yesterday, says, this would have been Philip Seymour Hoffman's.
Oh, yeah.
Just perfect for him.
Yeah, nailed it.
Call.
Which would have been the best.
It says, not a biopic of the man in the typical way, nor a sports drama. Rather, Madden is in part, according to sources, a video game movie. It's the origin story of Madden NFL, one of the biggest video game franchises of all time.
I am a huge Nick Cage fan. My wife is not. We were watching a Nick Cage movie with the kids. I was watching a Nick Cage movie with the kids the other day, and she got really upset. She doesn't like Nick Cage.
She just got upset about it.
I can't even remember which one it was. It wasn't like one of the, Leaving Las Vegas.
It wasn't National Treasure.
That's
a good kids kind of movie.
I can't remember what it was.
Bo would love National Treasure.
Yeah, 100%. She's not a Nick Cage fan, and I am a huge...
I have to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Huge Nick Cage fan.
He does have an affectation
in
a lot of his roles.
He is so
it doesn't
good.
Sound at all like John Madden, but, I mean, if he's an actor,
yeah,
he can pull it off.
He's brilliant. Brilliant. All right. It's time.
Raised a lot of eyebrows, though, when the casting was announced.
I like it.
Nick Cage is John Madden.
Yeah. Raising Arizona is brilliant. You ever see Raising Arizona?
Yeah, okay. Coen Brothers.
Yep, it's really good.
Raising Arizona.
All right, here we go.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
Weekly conversation.
You don't have to.
I'm going
the
to do
Mike
it.
Schilt, the bunting question, and much more.
You don't have to.
On our Friar Friday Manager's Report, which will kick off our final hour of the week as the Padres get ready to open a 3-game series in Coors Field against the Colorado Rockies later today. 5:40 first pitch, 4:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show. More Ben and Woods with Mike Schilt coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.